welcome once again, ladies and gentlemen, to the Bob and Ray Insomniac Theater. Today, for the first time on radio, the soundtrack from a 1931 motion picture, Varsity Variety, starring Fatso Cromwell as the hero at State University. We'll be ready to go in just 30 seconds.
Well, wait a minute. Forget the 30 seconds. We couldn't sell this bomb, so let's get right to the movie.
There are no commercials, ladies and gentlemen, so we'll get right to the soundtrack of Varsity Variety.
Hey, Eddie!
Yeah?
What dorm are you in this fall?
B7.
Oh, yeah? I'm over at Muldoon Hall.
Hey, you going to play in a big game Saturday?
I don't know. It all depends on what I get in my grades.
Yeah, well, the coach has been pretty strict about that.
Yeah, the new director of athletics. I don't know, he's pretty tough. I don't know how to figure him. Say I have to bone up on my chemistry or I won't play in the big game against Tech.
It's going
to
be a big game between State and Tech Saturday.
Yeah.
Wish I could play instead of being just a water boy.
Well, you're puny, aren't you?
Yeah, I feel just like Johnny Downs sitting there on the bench all the time.
Well, you puny guys seem to get all the girls at the dance anyway.
Works out that way.
We football heroes show up, you know, with adhesive tape on our face and like that and a couple of teeth out.
Yeah.
The girls don't go for it.
Well, you don't look so attractive that
way. I don't know about that song. You know, I'd like to be a football hero.
Yeah.
But the way it goes.
Well, I'll see you over the malt shop.
I'd like
later.
To be a football thorn. Whatever your name was.
Coach.
Yeah?
I'm the director of athletics here.
Well, I hope you won't be interfering with the game here.
I just have
today.
The chemistry grades on McGlinchey.
Yeah, what about McGlinchey?
Get out of uniform. I don't care what he is. His chemistry grades are not up to snuff.
You
They're not up to the standards of State.
You mean McGlinchey can't play today while we'll lose the game?
He not only will play, he'll be on the 5 o'clock train home. Fuck, bum.
Well, Coach, I got the water pails here. Gee, I wish you'd let me play today. I got into this uniform just in case.
Stevie, I think I may have to use you.
Why, what do you mean?
McGlinchey flunked his chemistry grade.
McGlinchey? You mean McGlinchey won't be playing today?
I'm afraid he won't be in the... He won't be...
But he's a...
I know
he's a...
Of course he is.
You mean I might get...
Shut up. Go on in there and get McGlinchey's suit.
Right, Coach.
They got all of him in McGlinchey's suit.
Oh, you guys shut up now. Coach has given me my big chance.
But sleeves are down on the ground there.
Yeah, well, you'll see. All this season I wanted to play football. Now
what are you going
to
size 7 foot?
You guys just shut up.
You're going to be on our team? Go on over and play with Tech, will you? We want to win this one.
Yeah, you'll be laughing the other way. Hello, Margie.
Hello.
See you standing here right outside the locker room.
What are you doing in McGlinchey's suit?
Well, McGlinchey can't play. His grades weren't good enough, so the coach is putting me in.
Putting you in place of McGlinchey?
That's right.
Ha! Ha!
Oh, yeah, well, you'll be laughing a different tune after the game.
The suit doesn't even fit you. You'll be smeared.
Okay, let's go.
And who's that out on the field now, taking McGlinchey's place? What was his name? My spotter says that,
he's a little puny guy. I think he's wearing McGlinchey's suit.
Yes, it's Stevie, and he's wearing McGlinchey's suit. There's the ball spun back to him, and he starts off down toward the Tech goal. He's running.
Look at that.
I've never
goal.
Seen anything like this, ladies and gentlemen.
What's wrong?
It's one
running.
Of the greatest runs I've ever seen in all my years of broadcasting. And he's over for the winning touchdown.
Well, congratulations, Stevie.
Thanks, Coach.
I never realized you were really serious.
Sorry
about
I can't stay around, Coach. I got a date with Martin.
My hero!
And so ends today's soundtrack at the Insomniac Theater, Varsity Variety. Next week, another exciting first-run feature, this time dealing with the underworld, entitled It Came From Out of the Sink.